This is Apollo Control at 243 hours, 4 minutes. The ships here in the Mission Control Center will be changing shortly. Pete Frank and the Orange Team will be relieving the White Team. Change of ship news conference is estimated for 1 a.m. Central Standard Time in the MSC News Center briefing room. The crew is in the final portion of the pre-sleep checklist and should be turning in shortly. At this time, Apollo 17 is 16,242 nautical miles from the moon, traveling at a velocity of 4,062 feet per second.
Hello, Houston, America. Okay.
Hello, America, Houston, over.
Bob?
No, that's firm.
Okay, we're just about ready to turn on the lights. By my watch, about 7:20 in the morning is wake-up time, and I got the other guys on the couches. I'm going to stand duty tonight, and I'm going to leave my lightweight headset in my ear. But if the high gain bothers me during this PTC, I'm going to go ahead and take it out, and I've got the tone booster connected up, and it does work. So in any event, give me a crew alert in the morning, will you?
Okay, you want to, are you telling me you want to get woken up after 8 hours or at 7:20 as planned?
No, it's by the flight plan. Well, we got to get up as by the flight plan.
Okay. Talk to you in the morning. And we'd like optics power
okay,
off if somebody's still up.
Okay. Yes, sir. We'll get optics power off, and we'll get the voice off, too.
Okay. That should
okay,
make
we'll see
happy.
You in the morning, then.
See you in the morning.
Okay, babe.
This is Apollo Control at 243 hours, 10 minutes. We have said goodnight to the crew and the downlink subcarrier has been turned off on the spacecraft, so we do not expect to talk to them anymore this evening. As you heard, Gene Cernan, the crew, intends to stick to the flight plan rest period, even though they got to bed a little bit late. Wake up time at 250 hours, 30 minutes, or about 7:20 a.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow. We'll keep the line up for a few more minutes in case there's any postscripts from the crew. Then we'll take the line down and come back up hourly. At 243 hours, 11 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 244 hours, 23 minutes. The change of shift news conference will begin in approximately 10 minutes in the MSC News Center briefing room. Participants will be the flight director from the previous shift, Charles Lewis, and the flight surgeon, Dr. John Ziegelschmidt. There was a private conversation with Command Module Pilot Ronald Evans between 241 hours, 22 minutes and 241 hours, 59 minutes. The private conversation was initiated at Evans' request after he had asked permission to take Lomatil, a medication to reduce gastrointestinal activity. Participants in the private conversation were Dr. Royce Hawkins, Dr. John Ziegelschmidt, Flight Director Charles Lewis, and Capcom Gordon Fullerton. Evans said he had a continuation of a gas problem mentioned previously by all three crewmen. Both Evans and Gene Cernan said their main concern was for tomorrow's EVA. Dr. Hawkins and Dr. Ziegelschmidt recommended Evans take two Lomatil tablets tonight and two more after breakfast to reduce gastrointestinal activity. They recommended that he take a simethicone tablet after meals for gas. They also recommended changes in Evans' breakfast menu tomorrow. Asked if the other two crewmen had had problems similar to Evans, Cernan reported that he and Jack Schmidt had had persistent gas, which the crew felt was aggravated by hydrogen dissolved in the water used for rehydrating foods on board the spacecraft. The crew reported the gas caused occasional discomfort, but that there was no serious problem, such as nausea or pain. Dr. Hawkins said he was confident the medication and dietary changes recommended for Evans would preclude any problem for tomorrow's EVA. The news conference should begin in approximately 5 or 6 minutes. We've had no further communications with the crew since saying goodnight to them about an hour ago. All going well aboard Spacecraft America, which is now 19,454 nautical miles from Earth, velocity 3,997 feet per second. At 244 hours, 26 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 245 hours, 37 minutes. All going well with Apollo 17. The spacecraft America is 22,219 nautical miles from the moon, velocity 3,955 feet per second. 4 hours and 52 minutes remaining in the crew rest period. At 245 hours, 37 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control. 3 hours and 52 minutes remaining in the crew's rest period. All spacecraft systems continuing to perform well. Apollo 17 now 24,542 nautical miles from the moon, drawing closer to the Earth at a velocity of 3,926 feet per second. At 246 hours, 37 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 247 hours, 38 minutes. Apollo 17 now 26,914 nautical miles from the moon, traveling at a velocity of 3,902 feet per second. 2 hours, 50 minutes remaining in the crew rest period. The spacecraft America will pass out of the lunar sphere of influence at an elapsed time of 250 hours, 39 minutes, 50 seconds. At that time, it will be 33,822 nautical miles from the moon and 171,593 nautical miles from the Earth. At 247 hours, 39 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control. Apollo 17 now 29,143 nautical miles from the moon. Velocity 3,883 feet per second. All spacecraft systems performing well. And 1 hour and 52 minutes remaining in the crew's rest period. At 248 hours, 37 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 249 hours, 37 minutes. 52 minutes remains in the crew's rest period, as Apollo 17 is 31,446 nautical miles from the moon, velocity 3,866 feet per second. 17 will leave the moon's sphere of influence at 250 hours, 39 minutes, 50 seconds, at which time it will be 33,822 nautical miles from the moon and 171,593 nautical miles from the Earth. The time at which Apollo 17 will achieve velocity match, that is, the velocity both Earth-referenced and moon-referenced, will be the same, is 268 hours, 25 minutes, no seconds. That time, the velocity will be 3,839 feet per second, reference to both the Earth and the Moon. And Apollo 17, at velocity match, will be 73,775 nautical miles from the Moon and 137,356 nautical miles from Earth. The flight dynamics officer has also computed a couple of other milestones. The one halfway in time will occur at 270 hours, 30 minutes, 7 seconds. Distance from Earth at that time will be 132,654 nautical miles, and from the Moon, 78,504 nautical miles. The halfway in distance mark will be reached at 281 hours, 32 minutes, 45 seconds. Apollo 17's distance at that time from both the Earth and the Moon will be 104,396 nautical miles. At 249 hours, 39 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 250 hours, 28 minutes. We're 2 minutes away from crew wake-up. Apollo 17 is 33,382 nautical miles from the Moon. Velocity 3,853 feet per second. We'll stand by now for the first call to the crew.
From Pennsylvania flows a-travelin' down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. If you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet
Good morning, Robert. Good morning.
Good morning, Gino.
Hey, your choice of music's getting better down here. We're going to have to keep you there every morning.
Well, if I'm here waking you up on Wednesday morning, fella, you're in trouble.
Yeah, we're not going to count Wednesday. We'll work out something else for Wednesday. I know we're not much, but we're all you got for Christmas.
The wake-up song was Home for the Holidays, sung by Jerry Vale.
Okay, America, it's Houston. One little update for you on today's plans. At the present time, mid-course 5 is looking like a quarter of a foot per second, which means at the present time we're not planning on burning it. But we reserve the right to change our mind sometime in the next hour and a half if necessary. But that'll give you some thought to what to do today.
Very good, Bob. Outstanding. We'll go along with whatever you want.
You guys are getting easy.
Oh, we get more likable as days go on.
27 at Middlington at 6 o'clock down here, too.
Well, it's not quite that cold in here, but there sure is a difference.
America, you are now in the Earth's control. We passed about 2 minutes ago.
Now, what was our velocity going through the changeover in influence?
Stand by. Gino, you had 3851 feet per second going through the crossover.
Okay, we're looking back at a very full and very bright, very beautiful moon right now. And the man in the moon is smiling as he's waving us on home.
Copy that. We had a good picture of him last night here down in Houston also. America, Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Okay, we lost you there with an antenna change that we didn't catch, so we're back with you again.
Yeah, we noticed that. Hey, Bob, what time does the old back room get up this morning?
Which back room?
Well, the geology back room, of course.
Well, beats me. I don't know if there's anyone down there or not. Let me see if I can find out.
No, that's all right, Bob. I just want you to pass on a thought. I had a little trouble getting to sleep last night, and they probably already thought of it, but it has to do with Van Zurich.
Go ahead, I'll copy it down.
Now, just asking if they've thought about the possibility that the those Van Zurich breaches might be the old indurated regolith over the subfloor.
Okay, guy got that.
That's an alternative that in the heat of battle did not occur to me at the time. It should have, and it may have occurred to some of them.
Okay, that's as opposed to being a window through to the below the subfloor, which is what you suggested the other night.
Yes, sir. I think I like the regular better. I think it makes sense from a lot of points of view, the size of the crater, and the fact that we should have expected to see something, but hadn't up to that time.
Okay, I got that.
And the breaches were, thinking back on it, could very easily have been soil breaches. And just getting coarser as you got closer to the base of the subfloor, the top of the subfloor, which is what we were looking at down in the bottom of the crater.
Okay, got that.
Bob, is your e-car freight going to let us practice a wastewater dump again today?
I kind of expect so. Stand by and let me find out for sure. Roger, Jack. There's one coming up at 250 about 2 hours from now.
Okay, we'll start reviewing that one. We'll be ready for him this time.
We won't let you sneak behind the moon on this one.
Very good. accepting.
America Houston, go ahead.
Who's the econ this morning?
Charlie Dumas.
Hey, ask Charlie if it's all right if I turn on the commander's heaters.
We don't, would you clarify that request? I'll tell you, you can use the wheel. About the only thing I can think of, Jack, could be real, too. Jack, you might use real too if you want to. That's about the only thing we can think of.
Yeah, you get the idea.
Anyway, it's cold.
Roger.
Not really that bad, Bob, but we're hearing a lot about it.
Okay, well, we'll work it out here if we can try.
Well, you might discuss it with Spam.
We are, believe me.
I'd like not to waste 302. It's got some other good uses.
America 17. Say again. America, this is Houston.
Are you sure? Would you like to try again?
Well, that's all right, Jack. We'll live with it for a while. We're looking at, and no need to acknowledge this, we're looking at your temperature problem. And there's a couple obvious things I'm sure you've undertaken, but if you haven't, all the window shades off, getting some sunlight in there. And might crank on all the lights to get some more heat load in there. Also, of course, the cabin fan and the temperature, cabin temp control thumb wheel is your option on that. The other things like mixing valve adjustment and powering up other items we're looking at very seriously, but we would like to not do those items until after the EVA this morning. We'd like to remain the status quo on the ECS system, with the exception of you do have the cabin fans on your option there, but we would like to retain the rest of it status quo until after the EVA.
Well, thank you for all your research in there, Bob. I'll let the commander make the decisions. It's his thermostat.
Roger.
I see your beat feels pretty good, so... I'll see if they can get me a band this morning. That'll warm things up. Temperature's on the way up.
Roger. Try and get real two up to you if you want. That I'll bring reel two up to you if I can get there.
Well, reel two, it's sure be a match is a start when you consider all I've got is Brown and Jack. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Bob, before we exit PTC at 20 past the next hour, we'll have to get your final words on the mid-course.
Well, we're working up the mid-course right now, but let's give you some preliminary words that you won't exit PTC at that time because the mid-course 5 is not required. It's less than 3/10 of a foot per second. Right now, your gamma, flight path angle, et cetera, at entry interface is all nominal, and absolutely no mid-course 5 required at this time. And we'll be updating that as we refine the data.
Okay, well, that's... Okay, well, we still exit PTC, but we go to a different attitude. You have a different roll angle. I'm looking at the right-hand column of the flight plan. Yeah, we still exit.
Stand by on that. I just got back at 252.20. I was just given the word that we will not.
Bob, you want the IR on?
Roger, we're ready for it.
Market is on.
America Houston, we'll assume right now, go ahead and fly the flight plan using the notes on the right-hand column there as filed, or as planned.
You say we will use the notes on the right-hand side, right?
That's affirmative. And we have one update we would like to move up to 252.10. We'd like to move up the IR cover open. Is that it? We'd like to move up the IR cover open, which is at 252.22. Move that up to 252.10. Just put an arrow up there, please.
Okay, we got it.
Houston, America.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Quick update on the crew status report. The well-being of the crew is very satisfactory. Capable of carrying out everything that's required today, and specifically the health of the crew is excellent.
That's real good news.
Okay.
Just for your information, Ron gets the same treatment today that the two surface walkers got during the mission. Channel 8 in Houston is going to carry the full spacewalk in its entirety on live television.
Bob, I think that's outstanding. Thank you.
America, Houston, I've got a flight plan update for you.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, first of all, at 252.20, where it says exit GNN PTC at roll angle 071, change the high gain angles there to minus a pitch of minus 64, yaw 329er. Okay, at 252.30, close UV cover. And that's to be done regardless of the fact that we're scrubbing mid-course 5. Just close UV cover at 252.30.
Okay.
And if you'll jump over to 262.10, we've got a change on that attitude. As we're just tweaking it up a little bit. 039er, 230, 297. High gain angle, pitch minus 9er, yaw 339er. That's affirmed. We're just shooting a slightly different point with the UV at that time.
Okay. standby.
And we've copied the 93s. You can go ahead and torque.
Okay, we'll torque at 1-1. The IR cover is open.
Roger. Good show. America, Houston. I called, but we're about ready to lose the high gain. I'll call you back as soon as we get back in.
America.
Wait, Houston. Say again, go ahead, America.
Okay. We've got the commander's menu for yesterday.
Roger, we're all listening.
Okay, scrambled eggs, bacon squares, pineapple drink, orange drink, a plain old coffee, and two pecans, just two nuts, nut packages, and a vitamin. For lunch, bread, a chocolate bar, an orange drink, and a can of tuna fish. For dinner, a beef steak, butterscotch pudding, peaches, orange drink, and ketchup. Medical, 17055, about 5 hours of fare, no medication, 4 1/2 cans of water. For the old lunar module pilot. Scrambled egg, an orange PA drink, coffee, sugar cookies, and two pecans. That's two nuts, not two packages, and a vitamin. For lunch, peanut butter, jelly, bread, orange GF drink, pork and potatoes, coffee, and a fruit cake. For dinner, beef and bacon, butterscotch pudding, one peach, orange drink, and a coffee. The LMP medical log. We had about 6 hours of good sleep, no medication, 2 cans of water.
Break, Ron. We're going to have an antenna switch coming up. We'll call you back when we get a good count.
Okay.
Okay, America, we're back with you.
Okay, just a second.
Just a reminder on the food reports, if you want to shorten them, it's normally used negative reporting, only those things you don't eat on the menu.
Okay, for the command module pilot. For breakfast. Ate everything. Okay, for lunch. Ate everything down to the bread, and then he had three slices of bread. Didn't eat the cherry bar. Had a tea, a chocolate bar, and a pack. Wait a minute, I got the wrong day. Sorry. Negate everything I said on the CMP. Okay, we're on the CMP again. This time it's day 11. Okay, make it 6 bacon squares instead of 8. Didn't eat the peaches. Add a coffee. Package of brownies and 2 pecans. And a vitamin. Eight vitamins. Okay, for lunch, scratch the cherry bar and add a coffee. For supper, add a ketchup. Okay, CMP's medical log. 15054. About 6 hours of good. 2 Lomotol. 2 sniffs of nose drop. 4 cans of water.
about. We've got PTC and we got some Patriots on.
Roger. Pan America, we'd like to close the UV cover, please.
Okay, the cover is now closed.
America Houston, if you're all on the headset, if you'd like, we've got the news for the morning.
Okay, we're all on.
Okay, we start today's newscast out with this historical fact. Today marks the 69th anniversary of man's first flight in a heavier-than-air powered machine. Back on December 17, 1903, Wilbur and Orville Wright of Dayton, Ohio, took three historic flights on the sand beaches at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. The brothers will be honored today at a ceremony at a visitor center near the flying site. Now a look at the news. There's apparently been a serious hitch in the peace talks between the U.S. and North Vietnam. Dr. Henry Kissinger, in a curt news conference at the White House, has said that the North Vietnamese have reneged on earlier agreements and have brought the peace talks to a halt. Dr. Kissinger said the unresolved problems, which center around the number of peace supervisors and their placement, is not acceptable to the president, and Kissinger feels, and we quote, "We have not yet reached an agreement that the president considers just and fair." Final unofficial returns from the federally supervised election name Arnold Miller, the new president of the United Mine Workers. His victory over Tony Boyle appears to be only his first step in his promise to clean up the union. Former President Truman remains in serious condition at a Kansas City hospital. Doctors say the 88-year-old Truman is not responding to treatment. In the congressional spotlight in Washington, it appears that the contest for the position of House Majority Leader will be between Representative Thomas O'Neill of Massachusetts and Congressman Sam Gibbons of Florida. The two will vie for the post left vacant by the absent and presumed death of Congressman Hale Boggs. Boggs disappeared in the crash of a light plane in Alaska in October. Northeastern Ohio has been blasted by a blizzard. As much as 28 inches of snow has fallen, blocking highways and closing airports. An additional foot was expected before it was to move east. Cleveland has been very hard hit with the white stuff, and the snow is now moving into the northeast. They'll have a white Christmas up that way. Here in Clear Lake, it's a clear, crispy day, but a chilly Sunday morning. Ellington had a 27 this morning. Might take a look at sports here. Miami defeated Baltimore yesterday 16-0 to go undefeated in the American Football Conference of the NFL. America Houston, the UV cover appears on our telemetry to still be open. Could you cycle it and see if we can get it closed? Or just give us what your onboard talkback looks like.
Okay, Bob, I got it. I only got it to the intermediate position.
Roger, thank you. Okay, in a real hair raiser at Candlestick Park, San Francisco, John Brody came off the bench late in the game, in fact, in the last 2 minutes of the third quarter, and led the 49ers to a 20-17 win over the Minnesota Vikings. The win gives the Western Division crown to the 49ers in the National Conference. The last touchdown thrown was with 5 seconds remaining in the game. That puts the Washington Redskins, Green Bay, San Francisco, and Dallas Cowboys in the NFC playoffs and closes out the NFC contest. In the American Conference, there's one key game today to decide the winner of the Central Division. Pittsburgh plays San Diego and Cleveland plays New York Jets. Both Cleveland and Pittsburgh will get into the playoffs, but their position in the standings is not yet known. One will be the wild card team, one will be the division winner. Miami and Oakland are the other teams in the American Conference playoffs. Cincinnati plays here at Houston, and we'll keep you posted on that one. In local high school football, Baytown Sterling scored a major upset by defeating San Antonio Lee in the 4A semifinals. The score was 21-20 in the game in the Astrodome before 26,000 fans. The loss was the first in 28 games for the San Antonio school. In basketball, the Houston Cougars downed California last night 79-75. Some other major college scores: Kansas 60 over San Francisco 58, Penn State 65 over Boston 63, New Mexico State 69, Texas El Paso 49, Indiana 89, Ohio 68, Minnesota 87, Loyola 81, Florida State 85, Baylor 67, and in pro basketball, Houston defeated the Detroit Pistons 123-112. And just a final note from all your friends down at Cape Kennedy. They'd just like you to know that the Merritt Island High School won the Florida State Championship, defeating Tallahassee Leon High School 40-21. And that's pretty much the update for the morning.
Thank you, Robert, for that Sunday morning news break. We go for the fuel cell and wastewater dump and the other dumps to go.
Roger, your go for that, and we're watching them down here.
Okay, we'll start the wastewater dump.
17 Houston, we'd like auto on the high gain. America Houston, I don't think I ever updated your consumables, and just a real quick update, you're above the line on all your oxygen tanks, you're above the flight plan line on all your hydrogen tanks, or right on the line, and you're 3% above the line on the RCS, that's flight plan usage at this time, so you're above the line on everything.
Okay, Houston, thanks much.
America Houston, the MCNW on the fuel cell and O2 flow high is normal.
Yeah, I guess I finally learned that, Bob, and it just bothered me a bit.
America Houston, while you're working on the fuel cell area there, we'd like to reconfigure our H2 tank fans. We'd like H2 tank 2 fans to on, H2 tank 3 fans to off.
You got it.